Some investors may want to put their money where their morals are. These are investors in the mutual fund giant Fidelity. They're deciding whether to pressure the company to stop investing in businesses in countries linked to genocide and human rights abuses, countries like Sudan. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Eric Cohen trusted his nest egg with Fidelity Investments. That is, until he found out he held stock in companies doing business in Sudan.
So the shocker is that your family's savings, your 401k pension plan, may be invested in companies that are helping to fund genocide in Darfur.
Cohen started a group that filed an official resolution sent as a proxy ballot to investors in 12 mutual funds, but Fidelity called the divestment measure micromanagement and recommended a no vote. Harvard economist Peter Tufano says mutual fund managers want flexibility to do their job, get the best return for shareholders.
That single investment manager has to represent the interests of everyone, and that's part of the bargain that you make when you enter into an investment in a mutual fund.
Tufano says it's rare for investors to collectively change the rules. That bore out as the divestment measure fell short, getting just over a quarter of the vote in two mutual funds. Backers say they won't give up. Investors in 10 other Fidelity funds will vote in the next few months. Similar resolutions are pending at other major investment firms. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.